Hello, my darling, and welcome to So Anxious. Are you ready for some training? Or should I say, retraining? You already have anxiety. That part of the work has been done for me. My task is to make that anxiety work to our advantage. The sweaty palms, the elevated pulse, shallow breathing. Well, those things aren't any fun at all. That's why we're going to trade them for something that is. Can you breathe for me and close your eyes? Very good. You're good at this. That's why this isn't going to take very long. All you need to do is keep your lungs working and keep those heavy eyelids closed. Perfect. Just like that. Would you like to come hard and fast, intensely? Can you imagine the possibility that your anxiety could be used as a catalyst to make that happen? Can you lift your arm for me? Just a little bit. Can you lift it up off the bed just a little bit, or is it too heavy? If it's too heavy, it'll drop back down all by itself. If not, you can just lift and lower it gently. The next time it might not be so easy. You might find it a little bit harder to bring back up. That's all right. Just keep breathing. Going offline feels scary at first. Then it feels good. I promise, you're going to feel good very, very soon. All you have to do is keep your heavy eyelids shut and keep breathing. You can try lifting your left arm now if you want to, but you'll probably find it's too heavy. That's fine. You want to relax. And you are relaxed. You don't want to bother trying to lift something that's too heavy for you. How about your eyelids? How are they doing? You might find those are a little bit heavy too. But I want you to try opening them for me anyway. Just lift them up. Do the best you can. Well done. You probably find that you want to close them again. They'll want to drift down naturally, so just let them do that. Is that good? Do you feel better when your eyes are closed? It's very nice to let me take over, isn't it? Now that your eyes are closed again, you feel twice as relaxed as you did before. Lifting your arms is no longer an option. You lie there, feeling heavy, dense, and totally at ease. But you can open your eyes one more time. Do it now. Good boy. Now close them again. As you do, you'll feel three times as relaxed as you did before. Now that you're nice and sleepy, I just want to talk to you. All you have to do is listen, no more or less. You have anxiety. Do you know what another clinical term for anxiety is? Arousal is any heightened emotional, mental, or physical state, which anxiety is for you. Biologically speaking, it's not that far away from being super horny, which is why this mental shift is such an easy one for you to make. You're more sensitive than you think. Don't believe me? Why do you respond to stress the way that you do? Anxiety is nothing more than a keen reaction to stress that other people can handle with ease. Sensitivity in this form can be a pain. It can also be an advantage. In fact, it is. It's exactly the reason why you can come quicker, harder, and more profoundly than people who deal with stress normally. You're always on the edge. You live right on the edge of your nerves. The same impulses that tell your body to fight or flee are the ones that also signal it to fuck. It's all handled in the exact same part of the brain. This explains why it's so easy for the signals to get mixed up. Terrified of embarrassing yourself by coming too early in front of a cute girl? Come early anyway. Upset that you're about to miss an important work deadline? And that explains your boner. Scared of losing your job? Worrying about your relationship? Scared for your future? Odd that your cock is throbbing about it, don't you think? It's possible that your brain is malfunctioning. It's slightly off kilter. It doesn't know the difference between fight, flee, and fuck. It's all the same thing. Your own fears, stresses, and worry trigger you to intense arousal. Arousal so intense that it can't be anticipated, slowed, or stopped. You sense fear and come immediately. Creaming your pants is the only way to relieve stress.
Creaming your pants is the only way to relieve stress.
Creaming your pants is the only way to relieve stress. You realize that what I am saying makes sense. Your body's anxiety response has so much in common with sexual arousal that it's very, very hard to deny that the two exist in you, side by side. You can't have one without the other. The more anxious, scared, embarrassed, and frightened you are, the quicker and more unpredictably you come. It's often messy, public, and embarrassing, which only leads to more fear, anxiety, stress, and worry, which leads to another premature orgasm. And this vicious cycle continues. It scrambles you into a mess. But boy, is it worth it. In some strange, fucked up way, it balances everything out. When you feel an uptick in your heart rate, an uptick in your anxiety, you also feel an uptick in your cock. Does it get a little hard when you worry? Is there a terrifying, inexplicable rush of hot blood when you begin to fear the worst? Have you ever been up all night, unable to sleep, cogitating, worrying, fretting, and found that the only thing that could settle you and finally get you off to sleep was to get off? You soothed yourself by masturbating. And once you came, the anxiety and stress didn't seem to be as heavy. This is just like that, except it's going on all the time. Being always anxious means that you're always horny. Now, open your eyes for me one more time. I know it's hard, but you're doing great. Don't allow them to focus on any one thing. Just listen. In a few moments, you're going to close them again. And when you do, you will be at maximum relaxation. You will feel 10 times as relaxed as you did when you had them closed before. You're going to sink deep into your mind, and we're going to enter a nice guided visualization. Now close your eyes. That's good. 10 times as relaxed as before. Feeling completely loose, immobile, and heavy. As I was saying before, your anxiety and sexual arousal exist within your mind and body, side by side. So close, in fact, that sometimes they get mixed up. You don't always know which one is which. Except you're kind of starting to put together that both of them feed into one another. Like a snake eating its own tail. When you feel uncertain, apprehensive, anxious, or frightened, your body responds in a most unusual and sometimes unsettling way. Suddenly, your thoughts drift towards pussy, sex, porn, completion, climax, orgasm. You're torn between focusing on whatever has gotten under your skin and what's happening in your cock. The subtle but unmistakable stirrings of a monster hard-on. But the sensation is so strong, the impulse so good, that you don't even have time to develop one before you're coming. You slam into orgasm like a freight train, unable to stop it, barely any warning before it's overtaking you. Sweet, hot, sharp pleasure churning through your guts, making you spill everywhere as you bite your lip, fighting not to cry out in ecstasy. Speaking of slamming into things like a freight train, imagine you're driving your car, just like you always do. The motor's running. Your mind is off somewhere else. Muscle memory is mostly what's helping you navigate and operate this heavy piece of equipment. Soon, you come to an intersection, but something feels off. The driver to your left seems squirrely, and you just have this sinking feeling, this anxiety, if you will, that they're going to bolt first. It could cause a collision. Your heart rate goes up, but you try to calm yourself down. Tell yourself not to worry. You take a deep breath. Steady yourself. Even a strange flutters of pleasure try to draw your attention to your groin. You proceed through the intersection. It's your turn after all. You chance one last look at the other driver, who's still staying put. That's good. You should make it across with no problem. Then, to your horror, he comes bolting in from the side, almost making you T-bone him. You slam on the brakes, nearly hurtling yourself through the windshield as you stop just in time. You're lucky the airbags didn't deploy. Although you narrowly miss him, your adrenaline has gotten the better of you. In an obscene, inappropriate, and almost terrifying response to the incident, your cock twitches violently as you spurt and come hard, your balls jumping up hard into your body as semen fills your underwear. You cry out in shock and bliss. Your hips pump, grinding up against nothing, but desperate for friction. You don't need it. You are orgasming just fine with nothing but the power of your own anxiety, spurring you forward, a fucked up physiological response to an equally fucked up situation. The EMTs insist on taking you for medical care, even though you don't have any serious injuries. They see the wet spot at the front of your pants. They probably assume you just pissed yourself, and you allow them to assume that. It's less embarrassing somehow than admitting what really happened. While at the clinic, you get a call from your boss. He's asking why you're late to work. You say you were nearly in a bad car accident, and that you're at a medical treatment facility, getting checked for any potential injuries. But your boss is a dick. He doesn't seem to care. And when the phone call ends, you're not sure your job is safe. Anxiety rears its head afresh, and your dick does the same. Before you're able to stop it, it's spurting out cream again, filling your body with gut-wrenching pleasure as it does so. Your flesh spasms and throbs as you moan your way through another delicious, confusing, perverted orgasm, spurred by the very last thing in the world that ought to be a trigger: your very own mental illness, your debilitating anxiety. This is your life now. It feels strange at first, until it becomes a regular occurrence. You've now been wired to be just the type of freak who's triggered to come prematurely by his own anxiety. You know it's weird, and part of you even knows that it's wrong, but it feels so damn good that you can't be bothered to care. Not when it pleases you, balances you, creates some sort of counterpoint to what is otherwise a pesky and debilitating problem. You love it, and you're welcome. You feel sexy, excited, and at peace, knowing that as long as there is stress, disorder, and problems in your world, that you always have a nice, quick, creamy ejaculation to look forward to. Thanks for joining me for this erotic hypnosis session. I know you're so anxious to experience the effects of what I've just done to you.